The Essex Special Needs Service is the worst in the country. Essex is the worst place in England for completing children's special educational needs and disabilities assessments, a senior council officer has confirmed. Only 1% of children in the Essex County area receive an assessment for an educational health care plan within the legal time limit of 20 weeks. Ralph Holloway, the head of SEND strategy at Essex County Council, told councillors, "We are at the bottom and we are not completing assessments in a timely manner." Rebecca Hall, 32, from Chelmsford, is part of the 99% who have not had their child assessed in time, despite, she said, the local authority agreeing that one should take place. The 32-year-old said she had waited 21 weeks and nothing had been done for her 4-year-old son, Tommy. "It's appalling. I had tears in my eyes because it's not only us going through that. There are thousands of other children being failed by the system. It's completely and utterly broken." Ms. Hall said she felt she'd been ignored by the local authority and had considered pursuing legal action. Tony Ball, Essex County Council's Education Cabinet member, was questioned by parents. Ms. Hall, along with other parents with children who have special needs, attended a meeting at the council to ask questions and listen to councillors discuss the issue. Tony Ball, Cabinet Member for Education at the Conservative-run council, told the meeting that parents want the best for their children. But, he said, sometimes they are advised badly by ambulance-chasing lawyers who make it very difficult for the council to then communicate directly with the parent. "This goes across many cases," Mr. Ball added, "that the ability to pay for an assessment does not take any relevance on where people stand on priorities and how their cases are submitted." Another parent, Amy Greenfield, said it took 7 years to get her child into a special needs school. Amy Greenfield, 37, from Clacton-on-Sea, has 3 children and 2 have needed plans. She said, "Parents are seeking advice from professionals to get the diagnosis and the council is not listening to anything. It's awful." Ralph Holloway, the head of SEND's strategy, said Essex is not completing assessments in a timely manner. Requests for a special need assessment increased by 143% between 2015-16 and 2022-23. Of the almost 4,000 made between 2022 and 2023, the council agreed that 56%, 2024, there were 13,278 children with high needs in Essex, according to figures released by the council. Mr. Holloway said that there were pressures on the system and the budget was forecast to be in deficit next year. He added that the council, which is the local education authority, was looking to recruit educational psychologists en masse to address the really bad data around the completion of assessments.